Let's give a shout out to a man who may just have set the new gold standard for generous bosses. Longtime Ann Arbor auto dealer Howard Cooper is retiring this month. As his employees reported for work yesterday, they got an unexpected expression of Mr. Cooper's appreciation, a check for $1,000 for every year of service, all 89 employees. George Davis is the general manager. George, people's reactions must have been what?
Well, this is going to sound kind of silly. It wasn't shock in any place because Howard is so good to us and he's so close to us that surprised there was a huge amount of money involved, yes, but not surprised that Howard would make this kind of a gesture because he's so caring of the people that work for him. It is what makes us be what we are today. But just, I can explain it this way. I have 20 years of seniority here, and there's a dozen or more people that are here longer than me.
Sounds like an incredible boss, setting very high standards for bosses everywhere, right, George?
Yeah, I've worked at a couple of car dealers and seen them sold. I've not seen anything like this done before, whether it's car dealership or bakery or whatever. There's just not a lot of people like Howard, so not all are going to think this way. And I think in one of the papers I read, how the CEOs walk away with a big bonus and the golden parachute and the troops get nothing. Howard never acted that way when he owned the business and surely didn't act that way when he sold the business.
Well, George, you had mentioned you've been with Howard for 20 years, so we can do the math. What are you going to do with your money?
Well, I'm fortunate. I think I'm going to put it in the bank and just, and that's another part of the equation that I'm watching very closely is we have some people that receive checks. This is a windfall. This is like a lottery to them. And it's my responsibility to ensure that they handle it properly. So I've counseled with a lot of people already today and yesterday afternoon so that they get good direction and good advice because some of them, it's more money probably than they've ever had in the bank before. And we want to make sure they spend it wisely. And I feel it's my responsibility to help them in any way I can there.
George Davis, he's the general manager of Howard Cooper in Ann Arbor.
Cindy, it's been a pleasure.